We find this scripture about Ananias and Sapphira. It gives us a great picture of some things we don't want to do in church. The Bible says that Ananias and Sapphira were a couple that sold a piece of property, and they come in and what I get a picture, Wes, I get a picture of they see the if you look in the first few chapters of Acts, people are getting saved and people, Adrian, people are selling property and giving it to the church. Understand something. There wasn't a church on every corner. There was no churches. So they were selling property and they were giving it to the church. And I don't know, Brother Johnny, I just kind of see it as maybe Peter and James and John and some of these. Just say if Wes sold a piece of property and Wes donated, just say if Wes had two houses and Wes would donate one of the houses and say, we can have church here. This is going to be our church building. Maybe in the service, Peter would stand and say, we want to say we appreciate Brother Wes and what he's done. And we want to say we appreciate Brother Skip sold a piece of property and give it, and we're doing this with it, and we're helping out this family or whatever. And then Ananias and Sapphira, they sell a piece of property. They want some recognition. And the Bible says that they lied to the Holy Ghost. In other words, it'd be something like this. So Clint, it'd be something like, they come in and they give tithe. We want to give 10%. Of what we've done, and they lied about it. The Bible says God killed them. Yep. I'm telling you, if that was to happen in the church today, great fear would come on the church. But that's some things that we don't want to do in church. You don't want to lie in church. You don't want to lie to the Holy Ghost. And I'm trying to walk a fine line tonight. But there's some things we don't want to do in church. Number one, we don't want to stop the blessings of God in the church. Joshua chapter 7, verse 1. But the children of Israel committed a trespass in the accursed thing. For Achan, the son of Kemai, the son of Zebdi, the son of Zerah, the tribe of Judah, took of the accursed thing. And the anger of the Lord was kindled against the children of Israel. One man stopped the blessings of a whole country. So you know good and well, one man can stop the blessings of a church. I don't want to be that man. I don't want to be the man that causes trouble in the church. I don't want to be the man that causes discord. I don't want to be the one. Brother Robert, I don't want to be the one that somebody says, hey, have you heard what such and such said? Hey, did you hear what the preacher said? Hey, have you heard what the preacher? I don't want to be the one that causes strife in the church. I think it was Brother Robert or somebody said, Skip, listen, if I'm not happy, leave. If you're not happy, I don't want to be the one that would try to stop the blessings of a church. Understand, how would you like to be known as? You know, there's names that you don't hear people, you don't hear nobody named Judas. I don't know if I've ever heard of no woman, Gavin, named Jezebel. I ain't never heard of nobody named Achan either. How would you like to be known? And listen, I'm just telling you right now, if everybody closed their eyes, everybody's got somebody in mind of a church that you used to go to or a church that you've heard about. You got somebody in mind of churches that you've been in because you grew up in church and your daddy, you've talked about this, how your daddy's had to be, you go from this church to this church, this because of people in the church. You know people. You know people in the past that churches that you used to go to where people, they had, that was the name they had. I don't want to do that in church. I want to be the one, glory to God, that stomps out those fires. I don't want to be the one over there lighting the fire. I want to be the one stomping it out, glory to God. I'm going to tell you right now, if we'll get that kind of attitude that I'm not going to put up with that, I'm going to be the blessing. I want to be the one that builds it up, amen. That's what we need to do. I don't want, we ought not stop the blessings of God. We don't want to quench the Spirit of God. The Bible says in 1 Thessalonians 5:19, quench not the Spirit. That word quench right there means to extinguish. I don't want to be that. How many times has God told you to do something in church and you didn't do it? Now I'm getting, now there's some things that I'm going to have to say tonight that y'all ain't going to like, but I'm going to say them anyhow. Our church has got a little quiet. Our church has got a little quiet. Used to be when Skip would have called on Wes to play, you would have heard Wes say, "Dear Lord," and that would have been all you heard, because everybody else would have been praying. Amen. Now, preacher, I just don't pray very loud. Well, start. Used to be when one prayed, we all prayed. But now it's got real quiet in the church house. I won't never forget. I forget who it was. I think I had called on Brother Josh Sellers to end in prayer. And David kind of made a joke about this in Sunday school several years ago. I had called on Brother Josh Sellers to lead us in prayer, dismiss us in prayer. And Josh said, Josh said, "Dear Lord," and everybody got quiet. He said, "My Lord, everybody prays loud when the preacher prays. Everybody prays loud when they call on Robert Lord. But you call on somebody that ain't prayed in a while, and everybody shuts up because you won't listen to it. Why don't you just go ahead and pray out loud? Don't worry about it." Amen. Our church has got a little quiet. I don't want to be quiet in church. Amen. I don't want to quench the spirit. If the Lord tells me to, I'll raise my hand. Well, who in the world you think's going to tell you to raise your hand? The devil ain't going to tell you to raise your hand. So why? If God's been good to you, just go on and get your hands up. Go ahead and praise him. Go ahead and honor him. Hey, it's all right to come to God's house and have a good time. Hey, understand that there's a lot of ways to quench the spirit of God. There's a lot of ways to quench the spirit of God. Ephesians chapter 4, verse 30, "And grieve not the Holy Spirit of God, whereby you are sealed in the day of redemption." 2 Timothy chapter 1, verse 6, "Wherefore I put thee in remembrance that thou stir up the gift of God, which is in thee by the putting on of hands." Understand, I want to be the one, Skip. Now, I want to be the one that everybody talks about. Every time he goes to church, he's trying to stir something up. I love this, brother. My Lord, I love this brother. You put him in that pulpit, he's going to stir something up. Amen? That's what we ought to do. You ought to come to church. You ought to come to God's house with intentions on stirring it up. Amen? Stirring up the right stuff.
That's right.
Amen? We ought to come to God's house with intentions on worship. We ought to say, well, if I got to say, "Help them, Lord," I'm still going to stir up something. If I got to say, "Help them, Lord," while they're singing, if they can't sing a lick, I'm still going to praise God because they're singing about the one that loves me. They're singing about the one that died for me. I'm still going to pray. I'm going to praise him. It don't matter who's preaching. I'm going to praise him. It don't matter who's singing. I'm going to praise him if I'm on the mountain. I'm going to praise him if I'm in the valley.
Amen.
Some things we ought not do in church. I'm going to be honest with you. Let's be honest. How many of us have quenched the Spirit of God in church? I don't want to be that one, amen? I don't want to be the one to stop the Word of God. The Bible tells us in Acts chapter 7, when they heard these things, they were cut to the heart, and they gnashed on him with their teeth. Stephen is preaching, but he, being full of the Holy Ghost, looked up steadfastly into heaven, saw the glory of God and Jesus standing at the right hand of God, and said, "Behold, I see the heavens open and the Son of Man standing at the right hand of God." Then they cried with a loud voice and stopped their ears. They didn't want to hear the Word of God. They didn't want to hear the man of God. You ain't got to sit there like this right here to stop your ears from the gospel. The man of God get up to preach, and I know he's seen it, and I know Robert's seen it before, and I know Skip's seen it, and I know Tony's seen it, and anybody that's ever stood up and before church to sing or preach, you've seen it. It's amazing to me. Brother Donald Boone, it's amazing to me how popular a songbook can get when the preacher's preaching. Wow. I'm telling you right, some of y'all already had a songbook memorized. I mean, the preacher up there preaching, and you got a songbook in your hand. Oh, don't laugh, I've seen it. I've been up preaching before, y'all. I've been up preaching. Clint, I was preaching one time in a smaller church. I couldn't hear it in this church unless I got back there on the back seat with y'all. But I was preaching one time in a smaller church, and I heard click, click. I said, "What in the world?" Somebody cutting their fingernails while I was preaching. Church is not the place to groom yourself. Church is not the place to balance your checkbook, glory to God. Church is not the place to check your emails. Church is not the place to look on your phone. I'm telling you right now, I think what we ought to do in this church right here is we ought to have a time that when church starts, nobody's cell phone works except for the ones in the sound booth. Boy, I didn't get not one amen from a teenager in this church. I don't want to be the one to stop the word of God. We ought to be encouraging the man of God when they're up preaching. Some of y'all don't know how to say amen. So I'm going to give you a suggestion, okay? Brother Robertson started this service off kind of with a tint of laughter, and that's the way I'm doing my best to preach this in that way. Some of y'all, if you can't say amen, you ought to do like a man that Preacher Buddy C was telling me about one time. He said he was preaching in a revival. He said this guy had just been saved. He had not been saved but just a few weeks. An old biker dude, I believe he said it was. He said it got in one of them services west where the Holy Ghost just moved. He said he was up preaching, people popping up, shouting amen, bless him, Lord, preach it. He said this old guy in the back had all he could stand, and he couldn't stand no more. He just stood up and hollered, "Go, Bubba, go."
Yeah.
That's good. Amen.
Amen.
My Lord, if you can't say amen, just holler, "Go, preacher, go." Wow. I don't remember who it was. Taylor might remember. I ain't got a clue, but I remember it was several years ago. We had a crowd right in this corner here. I get to preaching, somebody go to whistling. Man, that just stirred me on. Amen. It's all good until somebody breaks out a tambourine and messes up the whole church. Yeah. We've had that happen before too. But I don't want to be the one to stop the word of God.
No.
Let me tell you something. I study as hard for Sunday night and Wednesday night as I do for Sunday morning. This man right here studies as hard for Sunday night and Wednesday nights or whenever as we do on Sunday morning. And it's hard to preach sometime when you come in here and everybody looks like they're dead to the world and they're I don't want to be the one to stop the word of God, amen. I want to be the one to encourage the word of God. I don't want to be the one to stop the worship of God. 2 Samuel chapter 6, verse 16. The ark of the Lord came into the city of David. Michal, Saul's daughter, looked out. King David leaping and dancing before God, and she despised him in her heart. I've heard of singing groups, Brother Skip. I ain't gonna call no names. Big name singing groups that would stand back behind on the backstage, Brother Robert, and laugh at people shouting in the audience before they got up to sing. Let me tell you something. If somebody gets up in this church and shouts, or somebody gets up in this church and says amen, that might not be your thing. But best thing for you to do is keep your mouth shut. I don't want to be the one to quench the spirit. I don't want to be the one to stop the worship, amen. Let me tell you something. Y'all know me. If y'all had started coming to this altar a while ago and Brother Robert was singing, we'd have still been on the altar and he'd have still been singing. I like worship. Gavin, I like coming into church. Y'all know me. I like having a good time.
Amen.
Praise the Lord. If you want to get a Jericho march going, hey, I'll join right in there with you. We'll run up and down the aisle. We'll jump up in the pews. Amen. I like worship.
Amen.
I don't want to be the one to stop the worship of God. I want to come to God's house. I want to encourage the worship of God. Amen. I want to be the one. I want to be the one that stirs it up.
Yeah.
Amen. If you study the Bible, anytime you got everything in order, God showed up. Amen. If you go back to 2 Chronicles chapter 5, God showed up. The Bible talks about how the priests were present. They were sanctified. The Bible talks about how the trumpeters and the singers were one, making one sound to be heard in praise and thanksgiving to the Lord. And God just showed up, and they had to run everybody out the church house. When's the last time we had a service like that? Amen. When's the last time we had a service where it got so full that people just started going out the back door because they couldn't take no more of God?
Come on.
I'd like to get in on that again, wouldn't you, Brother Robert? I'd like to get in on a service where Juwan and Sister Angie sitting over side the wall where they couldn't get up, where they've been on the altar all night long praying, and they couldn't even get up, and people just shouting all over the place. I want to get into that. I want to stir up the worship of God.
Yeah.
But most of us happy watching the worship of God. And the problem is, a lot of times, if you ain't careful, while you watching the worship of God, you'll quench the spirit. I don't want to be the one to stop the will of God. Preacher Thad preached on this just the other night. You need to go back and listen to it. Talking about the will of God. What is the will of God? Matthew 28:18. And Jesus came and spake unto them, saying, All power is given unto me in heaven and earth. Go ye therefore and teach all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost, teaching them to observe all things whatsoever I have commanded you. And lo, I am with you always, even to the end of the world. Amen. The Mormons are doing their job. The Jehovah Witnesses are doing their job. The Hindus are doing their job. The Buddhists are doing their job. And we're falling short on our job.
That's right.
I don't want to be the one that stops the will of God. And I don't want to be the one that stops the fellowship of the saints. Listen up real close, because I'm getting ready to get on us all. We need fellowship. Acts chapter 2, verse 46 says this, And they continued daily with one accord in the temple, and breaking bread from house to house, did eat their meat with gladness and singleness of heart, praising God and having favor with all people. And the Lord added to the church daily such as should be saved. We need fellowship just like an actor needs, a performer needs an audience. We need fellowship. When's the last time you came to Master's Men? When's the last time you came to Ladies Auxiliary? When's the last time you came to Senior Saints? Folks, we need the fellowship. Not only do we need the fellowship, you need the fellowship.
Amen.
Well, I got so much going on. I'll tell you right now, if the grandkids was playing ball,
yeah.
It is what it is. I told you, I'm glad Brother Robert started us off with laughter because I knew it was going to get quiet. Well, preacher, I don't like to eat away from home. Well, then don't eat when you come. Just come to the fellowship. Come to the, somebody will be preaching. Somebody will be speaking.
Yeah.
Amen. Go by Hardee's, grab your hamburger. I don't care.
That's right.
But we need fellowship.
Amen.
Amen. Wes, I need you.
Yes,
Brother Robert, I need you. Brother Donald, I need you. Brother Jerry, I need you.
Amen.
Brother Ralph, I need you.
That's good.
And the thing about it is, the problem is a lot of us don't think we need nobody. And that's how easy it is to build up walls. That's how easy it is to say, they don't need me, and I don't need them.
God help. God help.
Ladies, the Ladies Auxiliary needs you.
Yeah.
Some of you folks won't admit it, but the Senior Saints need y'all. Y'all are old too.
Amen. Wow.
Don't make me start calling names.
You ain't got to.
This young 23-year-old preacher said, Go ahead, preacher, I'm behind you all the way. Fact is, Jimmy Jones, we ain't young as we used to be.
That's right.
Amen. I'm just being honest. When I first moved up here, I think I was 35. Guess what? I'm for real in the Senior Saints now. Bless us, Lord. Amen. Shut up. But we need each other, y'all.
Amen.
Go ahead, preacher. Go ahead.
I know it's funny. I love to laugh, but my God, we need each other.
Yeah, we do.
I need you.
Come on, preacher.
I need you too,
preacher.
And if your Master's Men die, your church dies.
Yeah.
If your Ladies Auxiliary dies, the church dies. Thank God for Senior Saints.
Amen. Amen.
But I want this thing going when Wes is in the senior saints.
Yeah. Amen.
Thanks the Lord.
I don't want to be the one that stopped the master's men.
That's right.
I don't want to be the one that stopped the ladies' auxiliary. I don't want to be the one that stopped the fellowship of the saints. I want to be the one that stirred it up. I want to be the one that they talk about. My Lord, here he comes. He's going to say something about me coming to church. He's going to say something about me doing this. He's going to say something about me doing that. That's me. And it ought to be Mike. And it ought to be Kevin. And it ought to be Tony. And it ought to be Wayne and Ralph and Terry. Some things we don't need to do in church. We need each other.
Amen.
Amen. I love you. If you would, let's stand. Maybe you got a need. Maybe you want to come to the altar. I don't know. I just want to be the one that does what they're supposed to do. Real simple. Now listen, real simple. There was a movie come out one time, and I can't remember it exactly, but the guy said, explain it to me like I'm a six-year-old. Faithfulness, what is it?
Be where you're supposed to be and do what you're supposed to do.
Be where you're supposed to be and do what you're supposed to do. There you go. Don't get no simpler than that. Amen. I love you. I love you. You still love me?
Amen.
If you go into heaven, you got to. So, amen. Thank you for being faithful. Let me tell you something. I believe this man, when he said a while ago, that he loved you. And I believe that man loves you. I believe that man loves you. I believe our deacons love you.
Amen.
And I'm telling you, as your pastor, I love you.
Amen.
And I am proud to be the pastor of Liberty Free Will Baptist Church.
Yeah.
Let's stick together and do what we're supposed to do. Amen. Nobody else has anything on your heart? If he wants to, tell him to come on.